Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike sitting next to Johnny. We are staying up on the current news, although this will come out 7 days from the recording, so this may not be a thing, but it is a big thing currently. In the world of Amazon, if you are an Amazon seller, things have changed significantly over the past, you know, this whole year, Johnny, has kind of been a whirlwind. And we talked about it in 2024, like, there's always going to be another curveball thrown our way. And the recent one is buy box changes, right? So when you go on a listing to buy something from Amazon, we call it the buy box. It's a little button to the right. There's usually a new buy box and a used buy box. And usually it used to be, if you use Fulfillment by Amazon, Amazon FBA, you would most likely get the buy box over somebody that doesn't use Amazon FBA, that fulfills items from their house, kind of like an eBay business, and they just have lower prices and they charge shipping, and that, you know, the transit times are longer. But that has completely been thrown upside down across the board on Amazon for the past probably 2 weeks now, and it is hurting a lot of people's bottom line. And thankfully for me, I don't know what it is. I'm kind of barely staying afloat, and John even said it before this call, like, they're coming for you. And I'm just like, if it stays this way, everything has to change in our business. And it's crazy to think that, you know, this business we have been doing for well over 5 years now, like, it's going to have to look completely different pretty fast if this sticks. And the bigger problem is, before I let Johnny go, is there's no communication from Amazon. They don't tell you that, hey, we're doing this, or hey, we broke the code, or hey, we're going to... They don't even tell you if it's ever going to be fixed, if they ever even acknowledge it's a problem. So, I mean, think about it. If your livelihood comes from a platform like Amazon and they do these changes and there's no communication, I mean, yeah, everybody's going to panic, especially if you don't have any fallback money or a different plan to kind of, I don't know, Johnny, take us away.
Yeah. And circling back, I mean, end of 2024, no additional fees, they said. Okay, yay, celebration, parades in the street, glitter everywhere, fun times. Roll into this year, and we get hit with the API change in February and January, and then this month, we're getting hit with this buy box shifteroo, and it's like, man, what's going to happen in April? What is going to happen in April? Because they're making changes left and right. I'm all for improvement changes or adapting, but this one is severely business impacting. It's not a minor shift. It would be a major shift if this were to stick. Now, there are tons of conspiracy theories out there. I will address them in brief. There's the FTC conspiracy theory. If you don't know what that is, that's them saying Amazon has a monopoly when they clearly don't. There are other market spaces, cough eBay, cough Etsy, cough Pop, cough whatever. They're out there. So they don't have a full-on monopoly. Now, are the majority of purchases done through Amazon and e-commerce? Yes, they are. So that's the big complaint there. The other one is, hey, this is a glitch. Here's the back end of the code, or here's me digging down deep into the buy box selection. It's just a simple code fix. Well, that's great and all. And if that is true, and it seems to be, Amazon just has to change a couple of things. Just like we said, there's zero communication. We can't really communicate with people with any power upstairs, just the lower rung people, and no disrespect to them. It's just they can't do it. They have no power. There's nothing that they can do. And Amazon top chairs have to give some executive orders there. And then the other theories is... It doesn't matter if it's any of these other two. This is an intentional change, and this is what Amazon wants. But why? They would get less money. Well, maybe they want to downsize their warehouse and get rid of all warehouses. This is a good avenue to that. Hey, we don't want to store your stuff anymore, guys. You need to ship over there. Because they could keep Prime. Everybody still gets free shipping, right, through Prime, and they just don't do FBA anymore. I haven't heard much on that, but that's been one of my theories I've been cooking back. But again, these are all theories. Nobody really knows. what's fact is the buy box is going over to merchant. What are we going to do? For me, it's too early to make a major shift. And if you decided to pull the plug out of Amazon, good for you, I guess. Less competition for me. Or you decided to shift heavily into merchant fulfilled or cross listing. Again, I think these plays are too early, but it's good to have plans to, well, if this is the new law of the land, I'm going to have to shift to a new landscape. Or maybe we get more into eBay and all these other things. We get into new products because new products aren't affected on Amazon. We shift categories where the buy box shift doesn't matter if it goes to merchant or not. It's pretty much the same. Or a category that doesn't offer merchant fulfilled. It's like new only, or refurbished only, whatever they call that. Renewed programs. There you go. So don't panic. Wait it out. Hold the line. William Wallace said that. Hold with his big giant ass sword. Hold. You could make some changes in your repricer if you're not liking the prices. Change your bottom or change what it's rotating to, what you're matching if you're playing that game. Up to you if you want to do the penny undercutting, but I don't think it matters. You're never going to be able to go as low as the merchants, honestly.
Yeah,
So.
I think if this sticks, it's goodbye to 90% of media sellers. That's crazy for me to sit here and say that. If this buy box change sticks, 90% of media sellers are not it. There's no path forward, I guess, right? Because you're never going to be able to sell it. So, for example, I'm using FBA. I have a DVD at $12.99 FBA. And I was looking before we hopped on the Zoom, and I went and there's somebody with the buy box at $4.599 shipping. So it's almost the same exact price. It's going to take three times as long for this person to go pick and pack the order for it to actually get delivered to the customer. So, like Johnny said, in theory, it doesn't make sense for Amazon to keep this, but we don't know what Amazon wants to do. Maybe they want to get out of the warehouse space. Maybe at least maybe in the media category. They want to get out of the warehouse space, but it's not even just the media category. Other categories have been crushed by this. Video games is one of them. Anything that's got a used buy box is seeing this change. And I mean, it's crazy to think about, but we've done the podcast where you need to have some type of other plan to kind of make things work. And I'll tell you right now, I am not running no major merchant fulfilled operation. I'm not running a huge eBay operation. So if I can't figure this out, how to continue to grow my business on Amazon, then I will probably just switch categories or, flip only new items on Amazon because it is, I don't enjoy making a dollar, $2 an item when I have to pack and ship and go to the post office and deal with the customer. And that's the reality of that business. A lot of it is just lower dollar stuff, and a lot of these huge players get shipping discounts, so it is a huge thing. I hope it works itself out, but I mean, I don't know which way it's going to go, Johnny. I'm not leaning one way or another here because we've seen things like restock limits where, people that were making millions and millions of dollars every quarter four were limited to 1,000 units. So, I mean, as much as we can sit here and say they're losing all this money, I don't think they lose any sleep over it.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
No, not at all. I mean, just look at the sheer amount of Section 3s we've seen happen to bigger sellers. We're like, we don't want your business anymore, but we make you millions of dollars a year. We don't want your business anymore. Okay, I guess I'll go elsewhere. Yeah, I mean, I don't know which way it's going to follow the other, but I'm leaning towards, since it's happening in other categories, not just media, that it is in fact a glitch, and it's just a Well, it's just a coding thing they need to fix. That's where I'm primarily leaning. If we were just seeing in media, I would think different, but it's happening in all categories. So I tend to think it's there is the, on the glitch side. Just my personal opinion. I have no facts to back this up other than what I just said as a friendly observation to you folks.
But how long, I mean, I guess that gets you to the question of how long do you hang on for, right? Because listen, every day, we're out there spending money on inventory to send. And it's funny because some of the I guess the actual facts behind it shows that it's a glitch, right? Because when we still scan items or list items, it shows the buy box is going to the FBA offer. But when you click on the actual page in Amazon Seller Central, it's showing that it's going to the merchant. So clearly there's some kind of disconnect going on somewhere in the system. But I mean, how long does this stay this way? And I think every week that passes, I mean, some people are seeing 50, 75% decrease in sales. And I mean, if this is your livelihood and you've done nothing different, and maybe you're even somebody that's ramping up the business, you have to honestly take a look at, okay, well, what's my plan? If this stays the same for the next 30 days, what's my plan? What about 45 days? What about 60 days? You got to start thinking ahead of the curve here because you don't want to quit, right? Because if you quit and all of a sudden, then you see what happens, Johnny? I quit today and then it's fixed tomorrow, right? That's
Mike, can
exactly.
he quit like after this call? I mean, I want to get more money in.
That's how it would work. So I don't want people to rush and be like, oh, this is the end of times. But I do understand people that rely on the money. And, I mean, like I said, Amazon's my biggest source of income. I have other opportunities to make money, but it's still the biggest chunk of my income. So it's tough to tell somebody to stick it out if they don't have, if you're living dollar to dollar, like you can't afford to stick it out, right? And there's nothing you can do to fix this situation because you can't compete with the merchant offers. If you sell something that low, you literally will lose money on Amazon. So if a merchant's selling it for $5, if you sell your item at $5 FBA, you are actually losing money. So it's tough. I know it's a big hot topic issue, and I'm in the boat with Johnny where it's business as usual for the foreseeable future. Come maybe the end of April, May, if nothing has changed, then we have to start thinking about what is the next step, right? Like, what are we going to do instead of used media? And if it comes to that point, so be it. And I like to think people that are entrepreneurs can be entrepreneurs in anything. It's not just, you're not just one good, you only had one good entrepreneur business ever, right? Usually you can translate your skills to another type of business or even another category. And for me, I would still probably sell on Amazon. I would just sell something different and kind of go down a different avenue. But it's still way too early to kind of jump there. But I do see a lot of small time people that rely on the $100 to $1,000 they get every 2 weeks. It sucks 100%. And I feel bad for people in that situation. And I wish there was something we can do. I wish Amazon would at least communicate, but they don't have to communicate, right? We're on their platform. eBay never communicates shit. No platform ever does. So you just gotta, I don't know, pray to Jeff Bezos every night that it gets fixed.
Right. I mean, here's my personal opinion on what you should do. Continue business as usual until the beginning of April. The beginning of April, evaluate. Look at your books. Can you survive another 30 days? Can you go from April to May? And then you need to make a call if the answer is no on what you're going to be doing. If, again, if this is your full-time income. If you can, I would say write it out an additional 30 days, unless Amazon comes forthcoming, like, yo, this is the new way, then yeah, shift out earlier. Or hold the line. I'm not saying have a knee-jerk reaction, because we're talking about weeks, we're talking about months, right? We're planning for the long haul. So make your decisions based off the long haul. But in order to do that, you have to look at the short term of, can I pay my bills? If you can't, you clearly need to do something else. You either use overspent and didn't plan for the barren crop season that is Amazon right now, and you need to shift into something else. If you got a little bit of reserve, well, it's time to live off that reserve for a minute, your business reserve, that is, and just hold out until we know more definitive answers. Because right now there's nothing. They're slow. They're like Congress, right? It's gonna take them a minute to say something one way or the other. They will eventually say something. It will be addressed because this is a big thing. or it just magically fixes itself and it's just bump in the road is all this was. Again, we kind of listed your options. You can go new, you can do a merchant operation, you can shift to a different platform, you can shift to an entirely different business, even outside of reselling. There are options for you. So just be patience, the wrong word here. Be have the wherewithal to endure the Amazon nonsense that is, in fact, Amazon. And honestly, the people left standing, they're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the last people standing and maybe there's 20 of us versus the 3,000 of us, you guys win.
It's funny because, like you said, right, we dealt with the whole API debacle. Now we got they're regaining a lot of the popular brands, right? The one of the big one is Universal Studios. So anybody that watches any type of DVD movies, a huge majority of them are Universal Studios, and a lot of people are being regated in that brand. So, but yet again, that was another thing with no rhyme or reason, no explanation. Some people got it, some people didn't. There's no correlation between those who got it and those who didn't. We're living in crazy times. You're right. It's like if you can survive this and it does fix itself, then you're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. That's why for me, it's just business as usual. I'm still buying, I'm still going out running my routes. Still spending money on inventory, still packing as usual, still pricing the way I price. Nothing has changed. Now, we have this conversation in April, May. Maybe things start looking different, but I'm here to tell you if there's no used buy box going to FBA offers, then the whole business model of selling items FBA, used books, CDs, DVDs is 100% dead and gone.
Pretty much, it's accurate. I mean, we could scream, we can yell, we could be very annoyed, but that does us no good. I'm saying go in a closet, do it for a couple minutes, then come back out and get to business. Roll up your sleeves and get to work one way or the other. This is out of our control, folks. There's nothing you can do. The only other thing is if your repricer is, I don't know, undercutting or going pretty low right now, you may consider changing how you reprice just for a stability thing. Like, do you really want to sell things at your floor and make a quarter or not? But that's a personal business choice you got to make. I can't answer that for you because you can make the argument some money's better than no money, right? That's a perfectly valid argument. Or you could say, you know what, I'm just going to hold out. I'm going to plan for the best. Maybe I'm going to raise it up a dollar on the bottom end floor. If you don't know what a floor is, basically that's the lowest it'll sell for.
I'm curious, what is your plan if it stays the same way?
I'm rolling into merchant, omni-channel, cross-listing everywhere and anywhere kind of deal. And I'm probably going to get some more storage units. I'm actually going to, I had planned to do merchant anyway this month. So I'm just going to go down to Lowe's on Saturday and pick up some bricks and boards and get that going.
It's crazy that we're having this conversation. For me, Johnny will be the media man. I'm moving on to greener pastures 100% if this sticks. It's just too much work for me and not enough pay, and I have other opportunities to make money. It's tough. It's weird being in this situation because we've seen glitches come and go, right? Like we've seen Amazon categorize items as like hazardous material or this or that, and it seems like once a month there's always something breaking on the back end. But when it's something this big, and I mean, we're both friends with people that, do seven figures a year on Amazon, and their sales drop-offs have been even more astronomical than us smaller people, us smaller guys and girls that are just trying to make, $10,000 to $20,000 a month selling on Amazon. And I guess if we do hang on for as long as we possibly can, and unfortunately 90% of people go away, Johnny, when it comes back, we're going to be rich. It's going to be like the gold rush, right? We're going to be out there. We're going to be getting more for our items, less competition. But I don't blame the person that says, okay, I've given this. I think we always tell everybody, you got to give something a realistic amount of time. I would not just quit this week or next week or the week after. At least you got to at least see it through March at the bare minimum to see if this thing kind of works itself out. But I mean, you got to do what you got to do to support your household. If you ain't got no money coming in, then guess what? You need money coming in. And if I didn't have no money coming in, then I would just go get a job because at the end of the day, money needs to be made, bills need to be paid.
Absolutely. You got to do what you got to do. You got 15 children you got to feed. Well, time to put on that Starbucks, that Mickey D's hat and apron and all that fun stuff. Survival mode's a real thing. Survive. You can worry about thriving once you stabilize. You got to do the necessary things you need to do. And that's not a knock. That's just reality. People have different circumstances. They have different income needs. They have different budgets, honestly, and different bills. If you're living in the, if you live even in regionality, if you live in New York or Washington, you got a lot of different problems than people living in Virginia and Texas. Just cost of living difference alone.
Yeah, it's tough. I will say this. I did see one thing that somebody said. Maybe the warehouses are backed up, so that's why they're switching to buy box to merchants. I don't think their warehouses are backed up like that. I think it's something wrong in the Matrix. The problem is, do they send Neo into the Matrix to fix it all? That is the problem. And there's no direct answer that we can give or that anybody can give. And I'll tell you right now, if you go in any of the Amazon reselling groups, it is the sky is falling. It's time to, I don't know, figure something out because this is not going to work. And I just caution everybody not to jump to these crazy conclusions when things like this arise. Sure, it sucks. Hopefully the suck is only temporarily. And if not, then we pivot to something else. You got to be ready to always be moving somewhere, something. But until that, I mean, there's no like official day though, right? Like John, like we're sitting here talking about, well, maybe 2 months, 3 months. It's like, at what point do you actually make the decision that, like, for somebody like me or you, right? Like, I got a pile of money. I could live off it for however many years, right? So, like, theoretically, I could just drag this business along for that long. So, it's like, at what point do you just assume that this is what it is and it's time to 100% pivot?
I mean, I would say probably when you're at 30% of your cash reserves, like, yo, I gotta make a play. I've held out as long, that's reasonably as long as you can, about 30%, because you've dwindled. And you may want to even do it at like the 50% mark. Like, I've cut through half of my cash reserves. I don't know. And then you make the decision if I'm going down to 30% or not. I would say that'd be a fair evaluation, because you're still going to get billed for Amazon fees. You're still going to get your storage fees if you've got a facility or a warehouse or a storage unit. You still got all the software fees, right? And let's not forget good old Amazon's $40 a month subscription just to even play ball here. It's just, how long can you stand? And the people I feel bad for the most are the employees in an FBA operation, because I'm going to say it, as a business owner, employees are the first thing that people look at to cut when trying to save on expenses. They may be out of jobs because of this nonsense, because you, as a business owner, didn't have cash reserves in the bank. Well, bills are coming due. It's me or them. And you're always going to, or you or them, and you're always going to choose yourself. And it's just a matter of fact. You can do everything you can. Now, there's going to be some people that are going to argue getting a credit card or taking out a loan to weather the storm. Don't do that. No, please don't. You should have had the cash reserves in advance. If you were building up a business and never got to the point of cash reserves, well, you're probably in a better position to pivot than anybody who's been at it in the long run anyway. Don't take out a loan to survive. It's a bad juju. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the employees are probably, for people that have employees, they're probably going to be impacted the most by this, and that's sad because they're working for an hour, right? They're already doing the McDonald's, Starbucks life like we were talking about, but they're working for you. It's a much better working environment than those other two places.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy that we're having this conversation, and maybe by the time this podcast comes out next week, maybe it's all fixed and we just put out this podcast just to waste everybody's time. That's what we're
You had to
hoping
put in the
for.
comments. It's all lies.
That is what we're hoping for, but it is by no stretch of the imagination either way. And anybody that tells you one way or another is just kind of giving you the runaround and what they hope for or what they think is going to happen. And, you know, we just got to kind of just sit here and, I mean, not get caught up in it because it's easy to get caught up in it. I mean, even in our group, we have people spiraling. And rightfully so, because like we said, if you don't have the cash reserves and you're relying on that money to come in from Amazon to pay your bills, and all of a sudden that paycheck gets cut in half, I mean, I'd be pissed off too, right? I'd be trying to figure out what can I do or what did I do wrong. And the actuality is, any platform, any job, listen, it's an at-will employer. And here in Pennsylvania, you could go to work and they could fire you for nothing. You are an at-will employee. They are an at-will employer. And it's the same exact thing when you're selling on a platform. You think they ask any seller, hey, should we make this change first? No, they don't care. The change gets made. And this is just another kind of transition of being an at-will employee. You can get fired for anything, any single day. This is just a little different. They're not firing you because they're still taking your damn money. They're just paying you less, but they change how their platform works. So everything you used to know no longer is valid. So you're kind of dead weight to them, and they don't want you around no more.
So let me put it this way. This is the equivalent of you working at a corporate job, and they say, we want you to double your hours for half your hourly wage. This is what this is if you choose to stay. We want you to work harder for less money per hour, but you can have more hours, as many as you want. That's what this is. That if you're looking at it, if it stays, that's what you're looking at. Do you want to work more hours for less money per hour, compounding? But you can have unlimited hours. You can work 17, 18 hours a day. Sure.
That's so true. And listen, I'm not signing up for that, dude. If they're going to pay me half of what I make now and I have to do double what I do, yeah, I don't do a lot, but like, I have no intentions on working 60 hours a week just to make, 75 to 100, 110K every single year before taxes. Like, that, you can go get a much comfier job doing a whole lot less, making that type of money than spinning your tires trying to be self-employed. And just going nonstop just to make this business work, just to so you can be self-employed. I think we have opportunity more than ever. And I think maybe something like this for an Amazon seller kind of opens their eyes. There's a million different ways you can make money in this lifetime, and this isn't the only way to do it, right? And if you do decide to stay on Amazon, like we said, you can just pivot to another category, right? Like, I can just start selling groceries if I wanted to. Something that's brand new, sealed, right? Like, I mean, it is what it is. I wish there was a rhyme or a reason or a straight up answer I could give you to here's exactly what's going to happen, the dates it's going to happen, how long you should hang around, how long you should keep sourcing, right? Because that's another thing, Johnny. People are going to stop sourcing because why am I going to continue sourcing? I'm going to wait until this gets sorted out, if it ever gets sorted out. And I mean, if you're spending a lot of money sourcing, right, maybe then you got to pause a little bit. But if you take your foot off the gas and you kind of come to a stop, it might, I don't know, man. What do you think about people slowing down sourcing when something like this happens?
No, opposite. Because, okay, I'm going to say I'm not risk averse. I'm pretty much the opposite. I like swimming in risk all the time. But if you're going to double down on something when the sky's falling mentality amongst the crowd, that is the best time to do it. Now, is this me giving you the advice to go do that? No, you got to make that choice for yourself. Me, this is what I would do. I would double my sourcing. I would double my box send right now because I'm banking on putting myself in a very short window of big gain. Because if I'm the only one pumping out and everybody else is pumping the brakes, like you said, I'm gonna win and I'll be laughing. But I could be wrong and I spent money on fees, I spent money on inventory. There is that fact. You could be wrong. But I like to hedge my bets and just let's double down here. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's
It's
go.
funny you say that because I did my biggest bulk buy just yesterday. I got to go pick it up again because it was 5 carloads of disc media that I bought. So it's I guess you could say I doubled down because I knew this was going on, and I'm just like, listen, if the opportunity is there, I'm going to take it. So for me, you're not going to see any slowdown from my operations. And if worse comes to worse, I got to sell my DVDs at, $7.99. I'll still make a dollar, which is, 10x what I paid for it. So I guess in worst case scenario, I guess that's the good thing about this business is it doesn't take a lot of money to kind of keep it afloat, right? So like if you just did one box a week or 2 boxes a week, Maybe that's like 50, $100 a week to kind of keep it afloat to see where it kind of rides out.
Yeah, and I'm saying double down, so 100, 200 bucks extra. Because yeah, because while everybody waits for the green light to go, you've already been going at yellow and red, and you got all the warning signs to board, don't do it. But that's a perfect opportunity, in my opinion, to do those kind of things because the payoff's bigger for you because they're looking at transit time, packing time, check-in time, and you're already through the gates on that. You win. You've won. But I can't condone me telling you to do this. I'm saying this is what I would do. And again, I live in the world of risk and love it. Ha ha ha.
I think you just have to give things a chance to sort themselves out before you make any crazy rash decisions, right? I mean, it's just you can't just go off the first thing that happens, like, oh my God, like this is it. Like you got to give things time to see if they stick. And if they stick, and if you're the person that's like, I know this is how it's going to be, right? You're convinced that this is not a glitch, this is the new Amazon. I still would challenge you to give it some time to see if it plays itself out. Even if you think you're 100% right, I think making quick rash decisions, especially in small businesses, that's how you kind of screw yourself over. If somebody comes to me today, is like, hey, what are you doing? Are you staying? Are you going? You can't, like, I can't give you a straight up answer right here, right now, right? Like, there hasn't been, it's been like 10 minutes since it started.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a slow change. I'm saying giving it till April to make a decision where you're going to lean one way or the other. And one of those options is to, well, I'm going to ride it out another month. And that's probably a smarter play than, unless you got no money. If you got no money, you got to do something different. That plain and simple, honestly.
The people that are going to quit right away are the ones that were already out the door anyway, right? So it's like people
They
that
were
are
looking
like,
for a reason. They were looking for a reason.
exactly. And Amazon's given sellers that are looking for the reason a lot of reasons this year to quit. And that benefits somebody like me or Johnny that sticks it out, sees it through trials and tribulations. I still think it's not as bad as restock limits. I mean, restock limits literally. They told you this is how it's going to be, and there was no getting around it. There was no hopes and prayers of this or that, and they literally that was the worst thing that could happen. And honestly, if restock limits probably stuck around, like our businesses would look completely different today. So if this sticks around,
I
our
wouldn't have
business,
long-term storage fees.
yeah, our businesses would have to look completely different today. I don't know what's going on. Johnny don't know what's going on. We just wanted to talk about it. Calm down, take a chill pill, let it coast out for a month. If you don't have the capital, then now's the time to start another side hustle, get some other type of income coming in. We live in a world where you can go drive Uber Eats any time of the day, make some money, put it in your pocket. It's much better than when I used to work at Macy's for $7.25 an hour. So the opportunity is there, but at the end of the day, you're still gonna have to work for it. And even if you do go drive Uber, they can say, hey, guess what, Johnny? You're not getting as much for each delivery now.
I gotta get another part-time job.
It's the world we live in. It is the world we live in. Anywhere you work, they can switch it up on you at a moment's notice. We appreciate you listening or watching over on YouTube. We'll talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.